I think we can really identify two things that are contributing to this. First, the change in the food pyramid, putting protein squarely featured at the top of the pyramid. Then the second thing would be the strong demand from fitness-focused consumers and individuals using the GLP-1 medications who know that they have to increase their protein intake for that medication to work the way it's supposed to.